Well, boy, did we get dumped on at my house late yesterday afternoon and into the early evening. But, and then when I went out this morning, it was windy as all get out to go. But when I saw Pat Pagano's forecast, all my fears were just melted away.
Thank you.
Good morning.
It's going to be a nice day. Good morning.
Yeah.
Partly sunny, low 70s here. The city could go to 80.
80.
80. Are you going down there today?
Thinking about it.
Okay. Yep. No problem there in the city.
Thinking about it. Now, what was that wind this morning that was so strong when I left the house?
It was local. Very local, because the storm was over Cape Cod. And just to give you an example, right now Bradley is reporting wind gusts to 17. But anybody else across the state has wind less than 10.
Yeah, it surprised me, and it was a cool wind. But then again, right now our temperature is at 49 degrees,
and you're going to low 70. So quite a rise today. Tonight we'll have more showers coming in, maybe even a thunderstorm with a cold front that's now back in Michigan. Overnight low 50 to 55. If there is an early shower around tomorrow morning, how about partly cloudy, mid 60s? A nice sunny Thursday, 65 to 70. Here comes the next front with showers Friday. How much showers? Depends. Right now, the GFS model is saying, oh, it's going to shower on and off all day. But meanwhile, the NAM model is saying, don't blink your eyes, you'll miss them. So we'll see who's right there. 70 degrees. Saturday looks good. Sunday, unfortunately, clouds up again and we get more showers. So it's every other day, Marshall, right through Sunday.
I'm just telling you, I can't stand it. But the showers we got yesterday afternoon, once again, were pretty intense. And geez, we're just waterlogged.
Oh, yeah. Much of the Northeast and the Mid-Atlantic are right now. But as waterlogged we are now, you watch. That's how dry it will become as we get into, I think, late spring.
Late spring.
Late spring.
Aren't we in late spring now?
No. We just started spring. It's not even what is it? Spring is just about a month old today.
You just sounded like a teacher of mine when I used to make a wrong answer that was absurd.
I said, no.
No, come on.
Right. Yeah.
Think about that again.
23rd, right? Yeah. Right. So we're about a month into spring.
All right. So spring has just basically sprung for us.
Yeah, basically. Everything is starting to green up, so that's real nice. Okay, so, Marshall, how much do you know about, I know when it comes to electronics, we don't have to worry. How much you know about claims in the medical field?
Well, from my 2.5 years of 3 operations, being in a wheelchair for 2 out of those 2.5 years, I know a little bit about claims and stuff like that. Why?
I figured you would. When I was last at the doctor for a physical, they took blood work. Now, much of the blood work was denied by Medicare, and then it went to the secondary insurance, and they denied it as well. And the bill that I have sitting in front of me is for $1,000.
Now, who asked for this blood work?
The doctor.
Now, you have Medicare Part A and B, right?
Correct.
And then you have what's your supplemental? Which policy did you get? Supplemental policy?
Emblem.
Do you know what the name of it is? So G or what part it was?
See if it's it. Would it say on the form? I don't.
It should say on your insurance card what it is.
Unfortunately, I don't have the insurance card right in front of me, but the letter I got yesterday is from Emblem, and of course it's telling me that I owe them, or I owe the whoever it is. I guess it's whoever did the blood work, $1,018.89.
That's ridiculous. Now, I don't have my wallet here with me. Do you know how expensive the that part of the insurance is for you every month?
The supplement?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know exactly in figures why.
Because if it's under $100 a month.
It's not.
Okay, then you got a pretty decent one then. Yeah, because mine, let's see, I pay I think $135 a month extra on top of what I pay in for Part B. I pay about $280 a month total for both my Part B and the supplemental insurance. So I pay, like I said, about $280 a month, which is a bargain. And you know what? I never ever get a bill that I owe anything. Never.
Yeah, it says here coverage is supplemental for services covered by Medicare. Medicare rejected this claim. No payment will be made. This statement reflects action taken with your participating provider.
Okay, so what you have to do is go to Medicare.
Okay.
And ask them why they denied the claim.
Okay.
And they will either ask for additional supplemental information from your doctor as to why you needed it. Once you get the approval from Medicare, then Medicare will cover, I think it's 80% of that.
And then this should pick up the 20.
We'll pick up the 20. So I would give Medicare a call, which means you're going to be on hold for at least 3 hours today.
Oh, goodness gracious.
But don't give up because when I had some huge, huge bills, I'll never forget, and they said, well, send us your financial information, the hospital said. So I said, hey, listen, I make this $35,000 a year. I'm single. Well, I tell you, it made a big difference. So I think when you talk to Medicare,
right,
and you get them what they need to accept the claim, you'll be okay. You'll be okay. Just don't give up yet, but you're going to have to spend a lot of time on hold, unfortunately.
Really? They're that busy, huh?
Yeah. Also, did you talk to your doctor yet?
No.
Talk to your doctor about the office, because they might you know, say, would there be any reason that this was denied by Medicare? And okay, maybe they'll look it over and see if they filed something wrong. So talk. I would call them first. And then okay, I would call Medicare.
Okay.
But I'd be willing to bet you that you'll get it all straightened out.
Okay. Thank you. Because that's a pretty big bill that I wasn't expecting.
That's a big bill. Well, what they're going to make you do is they're going to make you go out and sell your blood to pay for your blood tests.
Yeah, really?
Pay us fat. Okay, how much do I get for this blood here?
Amazing.
Yeah, it's we have the best health care in the world. It's just it's our access to it and the way we have to pay for it that's just screwy. It's the truth.
Brother,
it's the truth. I think you'll settle this out. I think that there's some approval that Medicare needs for you to get that blood test.
Okay.
And once the doctor provides that reason why he prescribed that blood test, Medicare will approve it. And then once they approve it, like I said, your other insurance company will approve it as well.
Okay. So it's going to be a while yet then.
Yeah. You're going to have to fight with them for a little bit.
Okay.
You're going to have to fight with them for a little bit. But you're a fighter. I think to save $1,000, geez, that's a lot of money. That's not, you know, $1,000 used to be a ton of money. Now it's not a ton of money anymore, but still a lot of money, especially when it's unexpected.
It's a good hunk of change. Yeah, exactly.
How about with me yesterday with my Volkswagen? I'm in my third year of the lease. I've only got 20,000 miles on it. Okay, 20,000 miles. It's still under warranty. The brakes are acting funny. Volkswagen says, "Oh, we're sorry. We only cover the brakes for 12 months." What? I said, this is a car that doesn't even have, it's just reached 20,000 miles and I got it for my third year. It's still under the 3 years, 36,000 mile warranty. Well, not your brakes.
Oh, you're kidding.
Not your brakes. So I say, well, sayonara, that's the last time I buy a Volkswagen.
Not your brakes.
Brakes stay. They stop at 12
months. Why is that not part of the car?
It is part of the car. Well, it's a part of the car that wears down. So we only when you get a new car, it's only good for 12 months. Give me a break.
Right.
Give me a break.
Okay, so in other words, they'll cover the windows?
They'll cover a lot of other things. What they're not going to cover is that I'm not going to buy another Volkswagen again.
Okay, there you go. Sounds like my little story with my Highlander.
You know, I'm not going to argue with them. It's not going to bother. I'm not going to bother dealing with them. That's it. Done. Finny.
Done. Put the fork in.
That's exactly right. All right, so what else? I guess that's about it. Not much else.
No, so you don't know if you're going to the city, but if you do, it should be kind of pleasant. Very, very pleasant.
Well, this makes me really nice. I've got one of those fall turtlenecks on. It's not the real turtleneck, but, you know, it's this real lightweight, but still. It's enough to make me sweat if it's going to be 80 degrees.
Yeah, 75 to 80 in the city, no doubt about it.
All right, well, we'll see what happens there, Pat. And I need you to put aside 2.5-3 hours for your Medicare thing today.
Yeah, I'll let you know what happens. I'll call the doctor's office first.
Yeah, I think that's the first thing. Find out if they have to refile it or something like that.
Okay.
All right?
Sounds good. Thanks, Marshall.
All right, speak to you tomorrow, Pat.
Okay, bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.